2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Traffic and weather together on the nines. Let's check that 7-day forecast with Kevin Eubank.
Grant, we still have a few isolated thunderstorms popping up over the mountains of southern Idaho, along the northern end of the Uintas, as well as down over parts of eastern Utah. Now, along the Wasatch, we've had a mostly sunny day. Highs have been in the low 90s. Tonight, mostly clear and 71. Mid-90s, mostly sunny on Friday. 100 degrees and mostly sunny Saturday. And then partly cloudy conditions and pick up on Sunday with temperatures in the mid-90s and partly cloudy to mostly sunny skies for most of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
Right now downtown, a few clouds, but it is a gorgeous afternoon and we have 90 degrees.